Fire, what you're saying.
Life is the greatest, you know?
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. Give thanks for everybody supporting the thing from those times till now. Fire, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, we're talking about the honor and the love where the black man and the father deserve, which we feel like, say, many times in the household, it's like ones and ones don't appreciate love. The works are done by the father, and it's like it always get overlooked due to a whole heap of different variations of things. So I guess the reason I got surrounded by.
All right. Well, first thing I want to say to kickstart the reason, and respect to all the fathers and the husbands out there. There's so many great fathers and husbands that don't get acknowledged for whatever reason within our culture. We like to put down the males regardless of their contribution and put people in a one size fits all because of the shortcomings of others. Outside forces play a great role in that, and also it's adopted by our people, which is detrimental, right? So I want to say salute to all the fathers out there and all the great husbands now, right? One thing I want to say before we really get into the thing, Fire, is that I know people are going to say, well, what about all the fathers not doing this and this and that? Fire, that's for every culture. I just want to clear up that. Absentee fathers or bad fathers is not a exclusive thing to people of African descent, though there are social issues that play a role in how people conduct themselves and them avoiding responsibilities. But all cultures are plagued by men who avoid responsibilities. All cultures have men who are not good husbands. So let's just clear the air on that, right? In regards to our thing now, there is a situation, what I've noticed, right, in my short time on earth, because I'm a man that observes things. When a female does not have that male figure, because remember, you could grow up around a male, but you don't have a male figure. So let's clarify that too, because it's not just the fact that I wasn't around a male. Some are around a male, but it's the type of male that they're around that molds their view of men. When they're not around a certain type of man, whether being strong, progressive, a man that can stand up for himself, a man that's intellectual, a lot of them struggle on how to deal with that type of person. Go ahead, fine.
No, it's a straight fox, because it's funny enough, like if me can reason with any female at all, or even male at all, and me can know when them grow up with a male figure where dominant and have some form of direction. Because if you see any one of them and check them behavioral pattern, you can tell. So they never grew up with a male figure who have some form of direction, because it's showing them behavior and it's showing them reasoning and it's showing how them personality is set. So you know, I think no one can really argue that, because majority of the time, that is a fact.
And what we need to get better of doing is, and this is just a personal thing, and I guess this is a life thing on the whole, is that you have to stop taking your bad experience with a particular person or a particular culture, because this is the origin of a lot of the prejudice that we have. I don't like using the term racism because it's just systematic, but for this, I guess we will use racism so people understand. But I would just use prejudices you have for people is because you have a bad experience with a particular person or a couple people. You say billions of people on earth, right? And you have to factor in the demographic that you're in, the culture that you're in, education level, economic level, environment, you know. And like, I think a lot of times is that they have this bad experience with a male and they just push that off on every male. And I think we need to get better at doing that and stop typecasting black males based on your experience. I think one would have to question, if you're consistently experiencing a certain type of behaviors from a certain type of man, I think at some point you have to look within to see, what is it about you that's attracting that type of person? Or what is it about your environment that you're only being exposed to this type of person? Because this is not the only type of person on earth. And this is not the only type of man in America or your state or your city. So what is it about you that you attract a certain type of person? You know, because you know, you hear the term men ain't ish and men all these vibes, you know, when they say it, they say it in front of kids. They say it in the songs. They say it in the TV shows. It's almost in the pop culture now. So that becomes the mantra of people towards Black men, that they're not responsible. You can't depend on them. They're not progressive. They're not intellectuals. And it's just a lie on the whole, because they're brothers out there really doing their thing.
And it's crazy because everybody who spew this narrative, you listen to them talk, it's like them don't realize it, them internal limitations, because as they say, what they say a while ago, them have a whole heap of internal limitations, and the internal limitations them know, them start project that outward, you know, and when them project it outward now, is guess what now? Who are coming in front of them not going to be appealing, because the mindset already set the way they're already. And then I put that off to the youth, them no one. I said, oh, look, no man now do this towards for them youth. So how can a man be there for guide you and help you with your youth when you already tell yourself, say, no man is not worthy, no man is not responsible, and no man is not there for even guide and protect you? Because I tell you, this role of the male figure, I'm not even talking about generally, I'm talking about even black people right now too. The role of the black male, you know, the old soul is a pivotal role. Pivotal role. It's so pivotal that the mental capacity of people who grew up without fathers can never be developed to the actual level where it need to be if that black male figure is not there. Because sometimes not even if they take responsibility out of the picture too. Just the existence of the male alone give a booster as a child for realize, all right, see, I know it's just like you have a pride, you know, and the lion is there, so you know, all right, the protection is there. Just the feeling alone make you start different, you know. So my father the womb, because myself when I reach responsibility level, you know, if we take out that out of it, you know, and my father the womb, you know, you have to start think different, because once daddy is home, you can't deal with no foolishness.
Certain movements not going. The kids know that already, but you're going next thing. Fine, we acknowledge that. With that part too, because as you know, you have a kid and I have a kid, but just that consistency and that confidence in the game that they receive in the example, especially if you're a progressive person they see around fire. It's not, you don't have to say much to them, fire. They see how you move and see how you deal with stuff. Then the reasoning when y'all together, y'all can really vibe and build. But a next thing, which is very important, and women who do have this will acknowledge this. Women who don't have this can't acknowledge it because they don't have it. The income fire. The income is extremely important. You get what I'm saying? Because I remember I was reading a book. I don't know if it's called Two Nations and Two Worlds or something, but it's a good book. But the man was breaking down one of the biggest issues in regards to family structures is one income. It is extremely hard in America at this time. We're not talking about way back. It's extremely hard in America to survive off of one income. And you have many people who cohabitate, as they would say, who live together, but they're not married, but they do share financial responsibilities. If you have children, you need to be able to share financial responsibilities to provide a stable environment and the basic resources for that child.
I know, so there's one thing more really back off of that we just said a while ago, because I think I have a problem, a major problem. The thing is that most times when I hear about fathers, the only importance seem to be rallied around income. And that is my biggest problem. So what I say is it's very important, you know, because you need to have more than one income. But we need to get out of this narrative, generally speaking, of just fathers just providing money. Because it's like, we take out the life lessons, we take out the leadership, we take out the discipline, we take out all of these other characteristics where the father bring to the table, and then we just leave it at that. Okay, father's supposed to just provide income. And, oh, he's not providing income, so you see, but and then it start getting misdirection, and then the man now overall start process all of these things and thinking that he should just be a man that's providing money. See? So when he can't live up to the responsibility of providing the money where he's supposed to provide, guess what now? He become unstable. And with him becoming so unstable now, him start thinking so him can't fulfill for him purpose just because him not made the money.
Fire beat me to my spot. Fire beat me to my spot because I won't break up. I want to bring up another issue men struggle with internally. Hey, enough men struggle internally, Fire. They don't want to acknowledge what men are out there suffering. And those listening, put into the comments, whether you listen there or the YouTube thing. So a lot of the issues when men dip out, right? And this is all cultures. And with Black men, let's start with Black men. We already know that jobs are limited for Black males. Let's keep it real. Like, regardless of the organizations, there are so much positions for Black males. And more positions for Black females. It is what it is, right? Now, we're in a capitalistic society where your manhood is based off your income. So if you can't gain a certain income and can't provide, your manhood is threatened. Now, what one should do understanding this is that, first of all, you need an income fire. So you need to find an income to provide for your people. So regardless, yes, the system rough fire, you need to find an income. All right, legal income. So you're on the street. Let's clear that up. Legal income. But the next thing, as you said, fire the income. Father, don't stop at income fire. It's a lot of work because remember, you have a lot of roles in that household, both as father and husband. And it's very important that you play those roles. Now, one would say, how am I supposed to know those roles when I haven't been exposed to it, right? It's very important. And it's going to take some work. First of all, you have to kind of modify that your environment that you're in. You have to find yourself around people who are committed to being great fathers and a husband, right? And you need to see how they move and kind of, because fire, we need to bring back that mentorship energy, you know, that apprenticeship. You get what I'm saying? And that's what's missing because people not really getting game. And a lot of times we do chastise people for things they generally don't know about. Because if you really reason with a man, fire, they generally don't know about certain things because they haven't been exposed. So we need to be more cognitive of that. But we really need to bring back that mentorship energy or apprenticeship, as you say, but you need to search, you need to seek it out and be truthful with yourself to say, you know what, fire? I really don't know what I'm doing here. You get what I'm saying? I know I could do better, but I don't know what I'm doing. Fire, you need to go around and find someone who's dealing with it and they will talk to you. And you need to change up your circle. That's what a lot of people need to do, right? They need to change up their circle because you can't deal with progress around unprogressive people, right? You know? So it's a lot of proactive work that needs to be done amongst people for development because I'm a man that say it all the time, right? You can march, complain, do all you want, right? We're not dealing with the household on the heights, right? There's no progress here. So good luck. And waste your time talking and flying flags and crying and do whatever it is you do. We need to take responsibility. The next man not responsible for going in the house, yeah. They're not. You know, so anyone listening, I do encourage you, if you're around a circle that's not progressive fire, if you're around people not dealing with progress, not taking care of their family, not trying to be a good husband fire, you need to keep it moving, yeah, because why are you around these people? What are you learning from these people? How is this helping us? How is it helping your family?
Crucial. It's crucial what they say because, and the next thing to even for Adan, what they say now is, but here now. You have to learn to separate the rules them within the household too. Because it's a different role being a father and it's a different role being a husband. So that is one thing where most men don't overstand because you have a time when yeah, the key focus of a bit towards your youth because every father is a coach, you know, they say as a mentor, is a coach, you know, just like every children is like an athlete and a father is a coach. You have to give them the direction and how to tackle this and the position where them play, you have to make sure so they master it. And that is what helping for them upbringing. And when it comes to him being a husband, no same way, you have to know, so you have to guide and you have to have a reasoning towards female woman because with him have a reasoning towards female wife or female woman that now lead internal. So him not even have a dead end about him presence and the direction where him leave by being a good husband, it start transfer towards him youth. So even them thing them have to overstand too because female, the development of your child don't only come directly, you know. It's an indirect thing, you know. So whatever you leave with your partner, seeing? It also transfer towards your youth and you have to be very, very careful of that because Sometimes you not even understand how a youth really watch things or how a youth really process things. You know, some youth process information in our primary sense, but some of them process it in our secondary sense, and them gravitate towards energy. And if a direction is not there, best beliefs that are also they're gonna be misguided to, because until I say the importance of the meal is something where not even me or you could really explain. Because enough people overlook it, and it's like them say, oh, mother. Because systematically, we have to go with this at two, you know. Because we have to go into the systematic aspect of it, you know. It's where the father get drived out from the youths from a systematic aspect. Because check some clear example. If you are going to deal with all a bank account for your youth now, see? And you deal with that account for your youth. Them are telling us it's only one parent alone can be have access to that account and all of these things. When them say one parent have access to an account, who you think majority of the time are going to even have access to that is the mother, you know? And if the mother have access to that, that simply means automatically from a systematic standpoint, them don't rule out the father already. And if the youth have an appointment same way or anything like that, they might tell us a one parent have a day for the most part. And if that one parent have a day, the majority of the time already due to the whole caring aspect and all the things set out in a freedom society currently. And the female like I do all of these things. You see, in the most male mind, he might have it's him is just a secondary personality. Him is a personality where he can steer from a distance. And the more this from a distance, him steer and I watch female develop. I watch female partake in all of these things systematically. Guess what? You know, it drive him out of the old soul because mentally him starting to say if him can be a father from a distance. You cannot be a father from a distance because it not gonna work. So systematically, that are one of the main things then where I divide the family and I make the black man or the man, men overall to feel like say them supposed to be secondary and they don't have an importance as the mother in the household.
And in reality, mentioned to the men out there that have the kids. I don't know if father is like the hardest job to me, you know. More than anything, and people don't. I'm talking about real fathers fight.
No,
I remember I was reasoning with a bridge, and he said something. Your definition of parenting is not other people's definition of parenting. You know, so people view parenting as the fact that the child eat. You get what I'm saying? They got a room to stay, and it stops there. But parent is way more than that, and is very, very involved. You know, and I guess it's tedious at times, but long-term is beneficial for the child to be more balanced, have more confidence, you know, and have a confidant. They don't really need to go looking for stuff elsewhere because they're insecure and all this type of thing because they have it at home, you know. Next thing I want to acknowledge is that, yes, because I know people are going to say, yes, there are people there who are struggling with their roles and struggling with their responsibilities, right? But I wanted to add one point there is that, for women, I think women need to be more strategic on who they're reproducing with. Reason being, a lot of times on the back end, you know, they say he ain't ish, he ain't this, he ain't that. But in all reality, he was that when you met him. He never showed any inkling of progress. It's not like fire man developing, you could see the man have something in them and a fire. We're not talking about those type of people, right? Because you can tell, like, yo, this man progressive, he's just building up his thing, he gone. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who have, they've never demonstrated any form of responsibility, any form of commitment to anything. And you knowingly saw this, but you reproduce with that person, then you're shocked. Because if this person didn't have a job or was never looking for a job prior to you or couldn't keep a job, once you have a kid, that's not going to change. That's just how the person is. He just can't keep a job, or he has no, you're not trying to keep a job. You know what I'm saying? This person has never shown any type of responsibility. A kid's not going to make this person a responsible person. You know? I think that's movie vibes, yo. That's Lifetime vibes. Like, he had the kid and he changed, and, you know, and we spoke about this before. Hollywood fire. Hollywood messing up a lot of their minds, yo. You know, because Hollywood's messing up women's expectations of men. And Hollywood's throwing off their mind in regards to people changing. Because in Hollywood, people make this 360 degree change in their behavior.
A key statement there.
Fire. Right?
Key.
But then I think we believe that Because remember, it's one movie, right? Say Hollywood, I don't know how much movies they make for the year, fire, but a lot of people in life not really gonna make that 360-degree turn with their life. You know? You know, if dude's a knucklehead, if he's a hothead, he hustle. Right? That's what he is. I don't know. Like, either gonna work with it or you're not. And if you don't want that in your life, you should look or find someone else, or you shouldn't, you know, reproduce with the person, you know. But one more thing I want to say about the Hollywood thing in regards to also, I think that's one of the reasons women can't appreciate those who do have it, not all, but those who do have like a good husband or they're a good father to the children, because one, they're still expecting more because of Hollywood. And also humans have a tendency to just become normal to them. That's like, if you go buy whatever your dream car is right now, 2 weeks later, it's going to be like, blah. You know, it's not going to have that oomph. And I think when women have a certain type of a guy around, men speak about it all the time. If you get a man open, you're going to speak about how he doesn't feel appreciated. You know, and it almost gets to the point where it's an ungrateful vibe. But I don't think it's an ungrateful vibe. I think it's just the fact that it's just normal to him. And depending on their circle, and depending on how they communicate, they lose track of the realities that's going on with other people, how they deal with things, right? And they don't understand their man deal with things on heights. So if your man dealing with a thing on heights, make sure you tell that man you appreciate him and you know, express your appreciation so he don't get resentful and frustrated.
You know, say, growing up, I'm used to have a saying, the cow never know the use of its tail till it lose it. I see, when there is about a topic like this, this is a perfect place and a time and place to use that statement, because a lot of women feel like, say, you see, if a man cook and a man clean and a man look after the youth and a man can reason and help you solve your things then mentally and all of these things, you can't take something like that for granted. How much you think them thing are just come out so where a man just have a meditation with firm like that? No, if all right, you see, what me find now is that a lot of these women, them don't know how to respect and show love to them king man. See, because when a man is a king man, you know, say, all right, dwellings, on the mindset now for the mesh 100%, you know, because remember, everybody now got agree 100%. That's something we need to learn as a human being too. Not because, as a woman, not because you and a man don't agree 100% means say him fall short of him responsibilities. That is the next part, because are human beings. But when you get them type of thing there, and you get complacent now, and still fall in the realms of complaining about a man, don't feel like, say, judgment will strike, you know, because me, I tell you, it's just a warning to the woman, them, like, it's a straightforward warning, because we already acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of great women out there, you know, and there are a lot of women who get them props that they're supposed to get, because sometimes me even see a lot of, we're going to be realistic right now, a lot of women who play mediocre mother roles, but yet still them get props because they were there.
They get that honor that.
That Anna, because
not necessarily deserving of, but
yeah, because mama was there, you know, mama took care of me, but what is taking care of me? Because if some of these monsters that we unleash that grew up in single parent households, whose mother okay, pet and pampered them, everything they did, the mother made them control the household, and there is no discipline around. But because mama was there, she's so important and she's so beneficial. We have to realize we have to cut out that crap too. Because you see that crap.
Not even, sorry to cut you, but not even like pamper fire. Some of the women are wicked now. Some of these mothers out here are terrible fire. A lot of men deal with women rotten and wicked because they experience it with their mother fire. I think they're projecting their heat and hurt from their mother on other women. Because some of these mothers out here are terrible fire. Let's just clear the air. They're wicked, yeah. Wicked. But so every mother's not created equal fire.
But you see, by society standards, though, by society standards, them that tell us it is not like that. I know them tell us it's not like that because just existence sometimes where them feel like say them want to put this narrative say and bring down men and bring up women, you know. Which for me, you know, I'm gonna say from my perspective, me feel like it have a balance. It have a balance because as a matter of fact, respect to all of the great, great, great mothers out there. Love and most love and respect.
Now, respect to them too, because the mother a different type of role still too. I said fatherhood's the hardest role for a male, but that motherhood thing a different hustle fire. Rough.
Yeah, and
a different a different energy. So respect to the mothers out there. I just wanted to make one thing clarify, right? Is that all right? You see what this father thing fire? It goes back to what I was saying earlier, right? I don't know where it comes from, fire. Like there's a thing where like it's embedded in society to where like men are typecast. So regardless if you're good, they still put you in a box, because it seems like when it comes to men, they only focus on the negative. That's what it really comes down to. Because if you listen to reggae songs right now, fire, we had the same conversation. You have men that grew up in a household with their father. Their father played a role, but yet they're doing a mother song about, they're projecting that same thing. Father wasn't there, mama struggling. Your mother didn't even work, fire, your father was working. So she never struggled that tough. But they still project them because that's what sells, and it seems like that's what people are trained to accept. You know, like the father that's there every day, picking up his kids, cooking, cleaning, dealing with everything. Nobody acknowledges this man, yeah? That's the wild part. Like, people not acknowledging this man.
I want a reggae song alone. I want, as a youth name, the youth name, Jamila, father. Yeah. The only song me hear, I highlight a father. To me. Because, you know, it's a one-dimensional thinking, though. Because one-dimensional thinking, now with the people, them is that, you know, them, all right, majority, like all of Jamaica, please, some single-parent also, see? And it's the mother, most times, they're there. So, them, I look from the aspect of the father just not being there. Seen, but them now look on certain reasons why the father not there too, you know. Seen, because when I highlight a deadbeat man, the deadbeat man who now look after him youth, you know. But we're talking about personalities now. So we have to think about two personalities. You have to think about the personalities of the female and the personalities of the male. But we always look on the personalities of the absent male and not looking at the personality of the present male and what personality of the present male is there and what trait like that is there to ensure, say, we can take an example out of that personality and put that towards the nation. But we are looking on just one aspect of the thing. And that
we want to clear the air too, fire. A lot of absentee fathers, when you get the full story, fire. Some gone, they just gone. But some of them gone for a reason. Then here go the next thing we don't want to acknowledge as a culture, fire. These women, when they don't grow up with a father, come like they're jealous and they want their kids to have a male relationship, fire. That's a sick part of our society. People don't want to acknowledge. Not for the women knowing their kids that in a relationship with a male because they didn't. Or fire because the father's not with her. They don't want the kid to get no energy. So we need to keep that clear. So the whole deadbeat thing is not black and white, like, oh, he gone. There's a lot of factors. And a lot of times the story don't come out because the court don't acknowledge it, because you know how the court already. If a man go to court, you know how they go already. So good luck. You know, so we just want to clear that ear, because there's a lot of men out there suffering in silence also that don't have access to their kids. Want access to the kids, but they've been denied by the woman and the system. And then portrayed as if there's some form of deadbeat, but when that's not the case at all, they've been straight up blocked, like full court press. They can't see their kid. Then the kid now grows up with this insecurity, like they're not wanted and neglected, and that's not the case at all. And sometimes, not all times, when they get older, the story clears up and the mother gets the judgment. But isn't that a form of child abuse when you really look at it? For 18 years, you let your child suffering turmoil, feeling that they're not wanted and not getting all that energy and guidance and love from the father.
You know, it's of course a straight child abuse, fire. Straight men, you mess with the youth psyche. Because, all right, look on the sad part now. May I share a really, 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 real story? You know, say a lot of virgins where I reason with, a lot of men where I reason with, them don't have no youth, you know. You know why them don't want any youth? It's so sad, fire. Like, this is a shocking thing to me when time I realize it. A lot of men don't want any youth because them things say, automatically a woman I go put them on child support if them disagree, and then the system I go give benefit benefit towards just the mother. So me, I say, where, almost backtrack one bit, where the start process come from? Where them see this thing take place? Which part is this where this activity play out? Where them can have this fear inside of them mind, no, and in them heart now, for say them don't want any children because them see what the system do all the time. Because a man even explain a situation to me the other day, and I say, yo, him know a man where he's only person providing financial assistance in the household, and provide food, him read to him youth and take care of him youth, schoolwork and all of these things. And then the mother go file child support. And when the mother file child support now, guess what now? She get custody of the youth now, and this man taking care of all things because him not think about no proof and all of these things. For sure say him did I pay this and all of that. So me I say, when the youth them can't think fire, when you have a bunch of young youths that think like that, you know, it's detrimental to society. So them don't want any youth because they might think about child support. So how can child support be a thing in a youth mind that him scared for other youth? That shows a systematically in a fire is a whole heap of hustle go on all about the place in a fire, and a whole heap of injustice go on towards fathers from that systematic perspective, and also a perspective that trickle down to the way all the mothers them are think too. Because me get to realize it's a psychological thing, no, you know, where from you and a man kick off because you know, see the system, I got to defend you as a woman, you know, psychologically it make you start treating a man now with child support now. So you see, it start tame the lion now, you know. So you see, when the lion supposed to deal with the right, him supposed to deal with the right, and I'm also going to tell her, I say, no, say, this can't go work though. This is the benefit I want for my youth. I'm not going to say that no more. I'm going to rock with a woman. And then that's where it come into the play now, where him just starts, you know what? I better just go and provide her with a 10,000 a month or a 3,000 a month or whatever. So he become the financial father. And it draw away from him role as being the father where I play an active role.
But then some of the, and I'm not trying to bash women. These are for those who qualify. So it's not no generalization for the simple-minded people out there, right? What happens a lot of times is it depends on the level of playing they want to provide to the man. And I've noticed this. If you don't care, right? If you're a person that doesn't care about the relationship with the child, most likely they'll do the child support. If you have a good relationship with the child, they're going to try to keep you away from the child. And if they really want to stick the knife in you, they're going to do the child support and still try to keep you away from the child because it's all vindictive. And it's not all women. You got some real women out there, mature, you know, they could work it out and they understand the benefit of the father. We're not speaking about those. And salute to you for having a brain and, you know, being a mature, rational human being. We are talking about for the unrational beings there, the destructive forces in society, that they're hurt or the guy doesn't want to be with them. And then they're on this rage campaign to cause destruction on the earth. But it's very hurtful for a man when he can't see his kid, you know. Is detrimental to the man, you know, it's destructive to the man. You know, and society never talks about that. They just focus on the man that don't want to see his kids. He don't want to see his kids anyway, so he could care less. You know, so yeah, the man don't care. You know, so it don't really bother him. Like, maybe it bother him on a sub-level, but those who really put time in and deny it is very, 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 devastating, you know? And I just feel that we need to do a better job of, I know we talked on a lot of things. I want to get back to the essence of reasons. We need to just do a better job as a culture of acknowledging and honoring the great work all these men are doing for you. And it's a lot of men out there. They want to paint the picture that, you know, it is a lot of men out there doing great things for you. You know, and we need to acknowledge them and move the shift the attention from those who are not doing nothing. Focus on those who are doing something. Use them as an example. And those of you who are struggling, unaware how to do something, reach out to them. And the other ones doing stuff, you need to reach out to the younger ones too and give them some game too. And the younger ones, you need to listen fire. Some of you is a rock full of ignorance fire, full of pride, and you're there flopping yourself. So you need to listen and look at the example that people are doing. If you see a man with his kid all the time, maybe you should think, man, I should be with my kid all the time. You get what I'm saying? Or a man home all the time and all. And it's too much mix up and too much cowboy business out there. And it's coming from the same people that's talking about, that's the joke to me. You there breeding instability in your own household, but you're talking about black progress. It's a contradiction, fire. You know, so I want to say salute to all the fathers out there. Salute to all the great mothers out there. Salute to great all the great husbands out there to continue to do a great job. Those of you who are getting new into the game, I advise that you get a mentor. A lot of you need to change up your network fire. You need to change up your circle and get around some progressive people. You can't be around non-progressive people fire. You can't be around non-progressive people and think you're going to progress fire. It don't work. So some people need to cut off a lot of people in your life and get around people. Fire, all I deal with is progressive people fire. I don't really deal with people too tough fire. So you can't come around me with no mix up. Oh, with no idleness and all that fire. Man can't come around with no idleness, young friend. You're not dealing with progress, fire. You're not around me, fire. So I'm not dealing with idleness. I'm not sitting around all day not doing nothing. So how you gonna come around me with that type of energy? Nah, fire don't work. So a lot of people need to cut off people, fire. You need to cut off people. And you may have to be by yourself for a little time. Universe gonna provide some progressive people for you to be around, for you to learn from, but you gotta want it. That's the thing. You have to want it. And learn, be open to learning. And when the old heads tell you stuff, not no little rinky dink old head telling you non-progressive stuff too, because that's the next thing we need to burn out, right? Enough of the old heads leading the youth astray with their
misdirection.
You know, so fine. That's what I really had to say on this topic. I don't know if you need to touch nothing else, but
no, but yes, what I said, with the one come like we write an essay and is the another opening paragraph that because you see. Is a crucial thing in a fire when time you have an important role and you're not even know it, you know. Because it's a crucial thing for you. Just imagine you're up on the same thing. I don't know why we keep and I use sports as a reference, but everybody watch sports for the most part, because that's all them do most times. Imagine you have a role as a central in a soccer team or a football, whatever you want to call it. And you as a central can distribute, you can distribute the ball. If you can't distribute the ball and fire, the team losing, and no matter how great of strikers you have and how great of defenders you have, you can never win the game because the central, who's supposed to be distributing the ball back and forth, is not doing that job. And that means that the team is weak because the team don't have an engine because a car can't drive without an engine. So you see, as a man, you have to overstand this. You have to overstand this. Your role is important. As a matter of fact, me could have even tell you, say, I want the most important role. You have people who are come and have quarrel about that. But it is so important to any development of a youth that if you missing, a youth is almost incomplete, no matter what they want to tell me, say, fire. When father missing a youth is incomplete, and that is a fact. So people can argue it all them want, but it's just that we have to know that. And the last part of my answer now at this thing before me even lock off now is that fire. You see, what did I say? Did I say it already? You know, me have to just emphasize it again. You know, society need for overstand say the father is not something where them can play with. You can't play with the father role at all. Society need to know that. And we need to stop highlight them like a fool there. We have to and stop highlight the narrative saying we have deadbeat fathers and our fathers need to step up. Because father don't step up a long time. A whole heap of fathers step up both and play them role that they're supposed to play. So when you don't highlight the like a negative man them who can't take on this role, make sure you highlight the man them who are already doing the great works and I set the example and I set the pace. And stop going like, say, a mother alone on the one for highlight because as society, I help with this. And we call it an unbalanced, help with this unbalanced lifestyle and I make people get used to that.
And fire, yeah. One more thing I want to touch too. Also, all right, so for homes that do have males in there, I don't want to say fathers, they have males that are able to provide an income for the family and that helps tremendously, but they're not really dealing with the father role. So we want to clear the air at that. So just because a man's in the house doesn't mean he's playing the father role. Or not playing, but doing the father role. But a lot of times they are providing the income, right? We need more males providing the income and the father role, you know, as you have with other households, but or other cultures. So I just want to make that clear. So a lot of times they say, well, there's more men in the house. Yes, it's a man in the house and they are benefiting and they may be in a better situation because he is providing income, but he's not necessarily providing a father role. And it's two different things.
Balance.
And
balance.
We just want to make that clear. So once again, salute to all the great fathers out there. Salute to all the great mothers out there. Respect to all the husbands and wives out there. doing their thing, growing, going through the ups and downs of life and the relationships, building with each other, supporting each other, being examples for the kids, being examples to others watching you. And we just wish you continued success and continued growth. those who are not really dealing with progress, we need to recalibrate ourselves and look into ourselves and see what we want, because not only is your behaviors, a lack thereof, detrimental to obviously your household, but it's detrimental to the greater society. It's detrimental to our culture, you know. So you may want to reconsider things that you're doing. And I don't know, if as I said, people really need to be on a mentor vibe in regards to reaching out to the elders. If you don't have anyone in your immediate family, you must see somebody that's dealing with something, and you need to talk to them. How are they doing it? How is it done? Start to replicate those behaviors and work on them. And it's going to take time. So don't think, say, oh, you're just going to switch it on. It is going to take time, but I encourage you to fight with it and stay with it, that you could be a better person, have a better family, and that'll be better for everyone involved.
Yes, sir.
There we have it, Bald Head and the Dread. Again, give thanks for everyone been supporting the thing from those times to now.